Hey, it's the Playhouse in the Morning. 194, the number one hit music station. Zero and Amy K, 810 in the morning as we launch into Am I the Jerk?
Jerk, 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 jerk.
And today in Am I the Jerk, Playhouse family member Mike is wondering if you think he is a total jerk or if he was in the right. He says, we needed a plumber for an unexpected issue. He did a great job. I appreciate that he did make his wait. He came right over, which happens with very few things these days. When he was gathering his tools after the job was done, my wife whispered to me to tip him. I shook my head no and gave her that look of why. After he left, she told me I was cheap and rude and could not believe that I didn't tip the plumber. What? He got paid about $200 to show up on short notice. Then he charged his usual hourly price as well. Am I supposed to tip him for doing his job? I work in road construction, and nobody tips me when we fix a pothole or something. This whole tipping thing is out of control. Was I a jerk for not tipping the plumber?
I say, yes, you are a jerk. It was an emergency scenario. What kind of dirty job did this guy have to do? Why not tip him? Your wife even told you to. Pull out a 20 and hand it over.
Maybe it's weird if for no other reason than, like, what if he heard your wife whispering tip, like, behind him? In general, I'm be honest, I probably wouldn't have thought to myself. But, like, he's not wrong. It seems like we tip everybody for everything now. But I probably wouldn't have thought to tip the plumber, no.
If your wife didn't say anything, then I would say not a jerk. But since your wife pointed it out and was like, tip him.
Yeah, that's
She's
what made it weird.
She's happy with whatever job and thing he fixed. Why not?
Yeah, because now, if nothing else, you shaded your wife and started an unnecessary conversation.
Yeah.
It would have probably been easier just to grab your wallet and be like, hey, man, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Been like, no.
Yeah, but at least offer. He got the job done. I think it was nice he got there right on time. You're talking about how great of an experience it was. Why not tip him?
I will say, I'm going to go ahead and say you're a jerk, but you're a jerk only because your wife said something and you guys had a whisper fight behind the guy. Had you been there by yourself and it never occurred to you, and then after the fact you're like, I wonder if I should have tipped that guy. I'd have said you're just fine because I don't think they don't expect it.
I don't think they expect it. But it's just nice. If you're happy with your service, why not tip them? I think what you do now to kind of make up for it, why not leave a very positive review and mention him by name?
There you go. That would be good.
Yeah.
You know, now in the spirit of tipping, since we're all tipping each other now, maybe we should get like a Playhouse Venmo set up. And you're like, hey, that was a pretty good song. And it's a blink.
Oh, let's get some billboards with like the little QR code while they're driving. Okay, that was a great topic. Let me send them some $5.
That was a fun conversation.
Yes.
Blink. We should look into that a little. Is that allowed?
I don't know.
Talk to the boss about it. Is he a jerk for not tipping the plumber given that situation? 237, it's text 35270.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
It's Playhouse in the Morning, Y94.
You're a jerk. You're a jerk. You're a jerk.
And today in Am I the Jerk, we've been talking about Playhouse family member Mike, who had a plumber come over for what he described as an emergency situation, and the guy did a great job, and then while he was packing up his tools, his wife was like, tip him. Tip him. And he's like, no, I'm not going to do that. And then he wants to know if he's a jerk that he didn't. Amy and I voted that jerk, yes, but a lot of it, mostly apart because you were like whisper fighting with your wife in the background.
Yeah.
I think that's what makes you for sure a jerk. In general, though, do we think we should be tipping now plumbers as well? What is the text club vote saying there, Amy K?
Someone said total jerk. We had a plumber come out for a similar reason. He charged $200, had an apprentice with him. They were both super nice, did a great job, gave them $20 each. They were super appreciative and left with a smile. Now someone on the other side, no, he shouldn't have tipped the plumber. Like, he's right. He's a construction worker. He doesn't get tips. My husband does snow plow in the winter. He doesn't get random tips for doing an emergency one. I would never tell my husband to tip the plumber or anyone like that. Someone said, not a jerk as a plumber. Tips are never expected but always appreciated. And someone said, yes, you're supposed to put quarters in their butt crack. They do a good job. Can you imagine?
That's funny.
Oh, my God.
You know what? I'm actually surprised nobody else has sniffed out here that there is an additional jerk in this scenario. The wife.
She's the jerk, you think?
I think she's one of the jerks in this situation because she was just as capable of her husband to walk up to her billfold or purse or whatever and take out a tip. Like, it's, and so tip him. When you recognize that your partner is not going to or like disagrees with you, why didn't she walk her butt to wherever she's got money or like reach in his pocket and take out his wallet if he's the only one with cash? Like, you could have tipped. You don't have to have permission to tip somebody. Just tip them if you want to. She could have too.
That is true. She shouldn't have whispered for him to do it. She could have went and grabbed some cash.
Like, I get there's probably some rationale or reason why it went that way, but she also could have just tipped the guy.
Especially for her to be like, tip him. Well, grab the cash and have it ready. And she should have been like, here, give this to him.
It could have done that, too.
Yeah.
And then if he was weird and wouldn't have took it from her for whatever reason, then she could have just handed it to the guy. And then they mm-hmm. could have talked about it after the fact. But I think there's a whole bunch of jerks in this situation.
And doing it then in that scenario, as he's like gathering his things and you're saying that, that puts your, I feel bad for the husband. He was put in a weird situation.
Isn't that where we landed? Like, it's, you know, maybe you do, maybe you don't tip, but it's more you're fighting behind the guy. That was the weird thing about it.
Someone said, I guess it depends too on the reason why he came out. Was he swimming around in poo water at 11 o'clock at night? Then, I would throw him a couple bucks.
Fair.
Yeah.
That is fair. Yeah.